Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 469. Thank you for taking time to join me today. I want to invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. You know, every morning I upload short episodes to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that these episodes are encouraging you on your faith journey. If you're new here, let me invite you to visit my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about God's provision. In the year 1890, that's 131 years ago, a sociologist created a study and asked Americans what they thought were the basic needs of life, the bare minimum necessities in order to survive. Well, in 1890, the study revealed that Americans thought there were only 16 basic things everyone needed in order to survive. 100 years later, a different sociologist took the same study and asked Americans again. Now, Americans think they need 98 things in order to survive. We have so many needs, don't we? You and I probably think we need a smartphone, high-speed Wi-Fi, things like Nutella, Starbucks, upside-down caramel macchiato, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and so much more. We think we need a lot of things, don't we? Most of the things on our list, though, are not really needs at all. They are personal wants and desires. God has not promised to give us everything we want, but He has promised to meet all of our needs. You know, the Bible talks a lot about God's provision. Listen to Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. The Bible says, "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." And Psalm chapter 34, verse 10 says, "Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." And you're probably familiar with Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, where Paul says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Now, this verse from the Apostle Paul is probably the greatest verse in the Bible. God's promised to meet all of your needs, not just your financial needs. There are many things that you need that are more valuable than money and possessions. In fact, you have spiritual needs, relationship needs, the need for physical, mental, and emotional health, but God has promised to meet them all. Let's walk through this promise together. Paul says, "And my God will." Now, this is an unusual expression because Paul could have easily said, "And God will meet all of your needs." But when he says, "my God," he is making it very personal. When Paul says, "my God," he wants us to remember that the same God who worked all the mighty miracles in the Bible is the same God who makes us this amazing promise. Next, he says, "will meet all your needs." It's not that God might meet your needs or that he may meet your needs, but the promise is that he will do it. All of your needs, whatever you truly need, God has promised to supply. Do you need forgiveness? He will abundantly pardon. Do you need more grace? Well, the Bible says his grace is sufficient for you. Do you need hope? He is the God of hope. Are you tired and about to give up? Well, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you confused about the future? Well, Proverbs says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Do you need a miracle? Nothing is impossible with God. Are you worried about the future? Well, the Bible says, "Fear not, for I am always with you." Do you need salvation? Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." He continues in Philippians 4:19 by saying that God will meet our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. God will never go bankrupt. He has unlimited resources. His supply never runs out. You know, regardless of what I see in my life right now, I choose to stand on the promises of God. This is where faith comes in. Faith is critical. Will you and I believe when we don't see it? There's no promise in the Bible that believers won't suffer hardships or difficulties, but God does promise to be with us, and I believe he makes a way for us to endure and to be satisfied. Anyone can believe that God will provide after he has done so, but faith precedes receiving. Today, will you believe God's promise to provide for your needs before He does so? And after receiving the promise, the result is a stronger faith in God. We believed and we have seen that He is faithful. And here's today's challenge. If you have an area of your life in which you need God's provision, stand on the promise of His word. Ask God to meet your need. Believe that He will do it. And allow God to meet your needs in His way and in His timing. You will find that He is faithful. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, let me invite you to share it on social media or text a friend and invite them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.